Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. That's right, 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the brand new CJSF app that you can get for iOS and Android. And if you're looking for podcasts, past, present, or future, You can find them all at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. Okay, great set this time. And of course, you'll be the judge of that. We just heard Belle Mort, Beautiful Dead. They are from Belarus. And we listen to the song Black Waters, which features Maulana Malik Ibrahim. And this is a brand new single from this year for Belle Mort. Before that, we listened to the legendary band Motley Crue. And first we listened to the intro in the beginning. And then we listened to the song Looks That Kill. And this is, of course, from the 1983 album, Shout at the Devil. That's right, oldie but goodie. Yeah, it's the 40 years anniversary. You know, the album has been remastered, and now they came up with a box. I think it's called Box at the Devil, which has, like, you know, LPs and, you know, memorabilia, a whole bunch of stuff that you can get if you are a Motley Crue fan. So, yeah, there you go. So that's because of the 40th anniversary of Shout at the Devil. And we start the set with Dead Fields of Woolwick. They are from North Bay in Ontario, Canada. And we listen to the song I've Made It to Hell, which is part of the brand new album Dead Fields of Woolwick. And that was our beautiful set. So, yeah, now, excuse me, we're going to listen to Binge and Search by Hyperia, our guests tonight. And then after that, we're going to be chatting with Colin. So, yeah, stay tuned and let's go right into our guests tonight, Hyperia with Binge and Search here at the Metal Meltdown.
Let's go!
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I'm your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the brand new CJSF app for iOS and Android. And if you want to listen to the podcast created for and by mankind, you can do so at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. All right, we just listened to Hyperia, our guest tonight, from Calgary and now residing in Vancouver here in Canada. And we listened to the song Binge and Search, which is part of their brand new album, The Serpent's Cycle. All right, we are here with Colin from Hyperia. How are you, Colin?
Hey, I'm doing good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How's everything going so far? How is the band? How's everybody?
Great, yeah, we're just in the finish line week now. The album comes out on Friday, so been pushing all the promo we can this week. We're really excited for it to come out.
Perfect. Yes, and I guess for the audience or some of us or whoever is not too familiar with Hyperia, would you mind letting us know a little bit about, you know, how long you've been together as a band, if there has been many, you know, member changes or not, and I guess how many EPs, LPs do you have out?
Sure, yeah. So Hyperia, we're a melodic thrash metal band. We live in Vancouver now, but we were formed in Calgary in 2018. Moved to Vancouver in 2020. Just about to put out our third full-length album called The Serpent Cycle. And yeah, I mean, we've had a few lineup changes recently, actually. Just before we started recording this album, we went through a pretty major one where we lost our guitarist and our bass player for their own reasons, not really related to each other. It's all super mutual. We're all good friends still, but now we have what I believe is probably the best lineup we've had as far as musicians, and I'm really excited to move forward with that.
That's pretty good. And how many albums or EPs have you, you know, are there out from Hyperia?
So we're about to release our third full length, and we released one EP back in 2018 when we started, or 2019, I think. But this will be our third full length studio album.
Sounds good. And what's the name?
The Serpent Cycle.
Serpent Cycle. Sounds good. And I guess in terms of compositions, is there a member that has, you know, for instance, the lyrics versus somebody with the riffs, or how does that work for Hyperia?
Yeah, so I would say that I write at least 90-95% of the music. The way we kind of typically do music is I'll write the majority of it and then we kind of jam it out in rehearsal and tweak it and maybe rearrange some parts or change some parts with input from the whole band. And as far as lyrics, that's pretty much completely handled by our vocalist, Marley. She pretty much covers that herself.
Cool. I'm always interested about, you know, the creation process for the bands. Sometimes it's a collective, or sometimes it's an individual effort. It's very interesting for me to find out.
Totally, yeah. I pretty much just lock myself away in a room for months and write when I can.
Wow, you must lose a lot of weight, and you know, no food, no nothing. Don't distract me.
Yeah,
I'm composing.
Come out pale. Haven't.
Wow, that's pretty good. I guess you have to concentrate, you know, and feel the muse or the muses feed you. So yes.
Exactly.
In terms of the albums, like or this album in particular, Was there like a theme for all the songs? Was it like a themed album, or you know, just that the songs are kind of different on their own?
So this was our first album, I'd say, that we didn't really consciously go into with a theme. Our first two albums, we kind of did more of a concept album kind of thing, but this time around, we were just trying to, I guess, do something a little bit different and not be as constrained to one concept. But I mean, looking back at the album now, there's definitely some prevalent themes that reappear throughout. And I think that it's just because for this album, Marley definitely took, our vocalist took a lot of inspiration just from her personal life, and a lot of it is kind of her just venting or kind of outletting all feelings that she has for certain things. Along with what we've always kind of done, where we have a couple party songs in there and a couple just stories that maybe aren't necessarily real, or at least maybe embellished realities. But yeah, it's funny how we didn't really plan on having a concept for this album, but there kind of is one still anyway.
No, that's good. That's even better, I think. I mean, you know, sometimes they are done with a theme in mind. And I guess some others, like this one that you're telling us, like The Serpent Cycle, like it's, yeah, it wasn't, but it is. So that's, I think it's even better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so. That's cool.
That's good. Another question was or is, so how did the name came upon, like how was the process, or the, you know, the story about coming up with, you know, Hyperia?
The band name, yeah, it was a made up name that was just kind of, I don't know how it really came up, but it was basically just mixing the word hyper and hysteria together, which just created the name. We thought those two words kind of describe the music style well, and it just had a catchy ring to it, and luckily it wasn't really taken by anybody, so it's kind of nice where you can Google the name and pretty much that's all that comes up is our band, which is nice. Until recently, actually, there's some new roller coaster or something at some amusement park called Hyperia that's been overshadowing us a little bit, unfortunately.
But I see.
We'll deal with the legal issues for that coming up. I was joking.
Yes. No, I hear you. Yes, it's so funny how now, you know, or I guess since I guess the internet, you know, but I mean, moreover in the last few years that, yeah, you know, on top of, you know, really making your noggin work to get to a name, like you then have to actually search it and see if nobody has taken it already, which is
totally
very interesting. No, but I hear you. Yes. Hyperia has a better, you know, more powerful, you know, message than, you know, H&H or I don't know, whatever the other options were for hyper
exactly.
And Hyperia. And it's hysteria.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. No, that's
for
cool.
Sure.
That's cool. So, have you got a chance to tour for this for the Serpent Cycle, or are you about to? Are you planning? Like, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, so the album comes out this Friday, November 17th, and all we have announced right now is our release show here in Vancouver, playing at the Wise Hall on December 15th. And then next year for us, it's pretty much going to be all about touring. We're just trying to finalize some details for some Europe dates, as well as hopefully some American stuff and Eastern Canada. Just trying to do as much as we can outside of Western Canada that we've been kind of stuck in for the past few years.
No, that sounds pretty good. Yes, I mean, Europe, it's always very, very interesting. And yeah, there's a huge, you know, fan base over there, from what I've heard
totally.
From other bands. So that should be a blast if you get a chance to go over there.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you guys, or has the band have a chance to go before to Europe, or will this be your first time?
It would be our first time as a band. Yeah, we've all been for other reasons, but never for Hyperia. So it'd be really exciting for that.
No, for sure. Yeah, that should be a blast. Let me tell you, yeah. I can see the future, and it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, can't wait.
No, that's pretty good. Okay, so it's going to be December 15th at the Wise Hall, you said, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Sounds good. And so where else can people find your music? Do you have a website? Like what are the places that or sites that people can go into to check Hyperia?
Yeah, so our main website that we use is just Bandcamp, which is hyperiametal.bandcamp.com, that's where you can buy our physical albums and our merch, as well as digital stuff, and then also on all the regular streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, pretty much everything we've released and will release will be on those as well.
I see. Are you like on Facebook, Instagram?
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram. Instagram at Hyperia Metal. Facebook is, you can just search Hyperia, should pop up. I think that's everything.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Some bands, have only like Facebook and Instagram. Others go into, Twitter and, I don't know, Snapchat. And, I mean, we have 20. Probably have nothing to do all day. No, just kidding. They have a media manager.
Twitter, that's it, man. There's so much that takes up so much time, but we haven't got on TikTok or we haven't got on Twitter or any of that stuff yet. Maybe one day.
Yeah, no, I hear. No, I mean, like I said, I was joking, but I was not. Like, there's bands and whatever that have like a social media manager or whatever media manager, because it takes almost like a full-time job to keep everything up to date and, push new content, frequently. I mean, yeah, it takes time for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a full-time job.
I see. All right. Well, I want to thank you very, very much, Colin, for being with us here tonight at the Metal Meltdown. And we'll help promote the show on December 15th at the Wise Hall. Should be a blast. That's a great place for concerts. And anything else you want to add or, before we have to say goodbye?
No, I think, appreciate the interview. Appreciate all the support of everybody who is listening. Hope to see everybody at the show. And otherwise, appreciate talking to you, Antonio. It was awesome.
All right. Yep. Thank you very much. Okay. And now it's time to continue with the metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.